Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Got our good friend Jim Copeland back on the show, folks. Jim is director of the Center for Legal Policy at the Manhattan Institute for Policy and Research, and he is the guy who manages their corporate governance website and discussion called proxymonitor.org. And so he's here to talk to us about a group of people, some organizations, a philosophy, a devotion to some ideas that I think time has come and gone, and who I think right now are more part of the problem than part of the solution. And I'm talking about unions. Jim Copeland, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And, of course, there are two issues. Jim, I've gone on record. I'm not a union fan. I'm not a big fan of unions at all. I'm not a fan of unions at all, because I think that their day has come and gone. They're no longer needed in the marketplace. I think they should all go away, especially what's happened with the public sector unions, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But first, I want you to give us an overview about some of the excesses, some of the ways that union, especially union leadership and the money that they have in all their pensions, some of the ways that those organizations are finding some influence that's kind of, in my opinion, is dangerous.
Well, what we've been looking at with the Proxy Monitor site is specifically union shareholder activism through the corporate governance process. And let me explain exactly how that works. The labor unions have giant pension funds. Both the public and private employee unions have big pension funds, which means they have substantial stock holdings. And therefore, using these stock holdings as shareholders, they're filing resolutions, shareholder resolutions, through part of the annual proxy process, which are facing management of publicly held corporations.
Right.
Now, clearly, they have the right, and it's important to emphasize, they have the right to do this as shareholders. I mean, they have a fiduciary duty to look at the companies they're investing in. But what we've been particularly trying to explore using the database, and the database is a big company database, isn't a small business database, and of course these are publicly held companies.
Right.
But what we've been looking at is specifically how these tactics are being used, and particularly trying to investigate whether labor unions are exploiting their position in a conflicted sort of way.
Aren't they sort of also bleeding over into the political? I mean, their corporate governance fiduciary responsibility is serving a second job of influencing politics.
Well, there's certainly some of these political or social policy types of proposals. Labor unions are backing some of those, but the biggest role labor unions are playing are in what are direct challenges to management of companies, particularly challenges to executive compensation or challenges to the chairman and CEO position, particularly trying to say that those positions should be separated in companies where they aren't. Now there's
I have to tell you, Jim, I want to make sure people understand, I don't have a problem with some of that. I mean, you and I both know there's a lot of corporate governance going on that is not good, and that there needs to be a brighter light shine on some of this corporate governance. But one of the things I want to make sure people point out, folks, when these unions show up at this table, they don't show up as labor unions. They show up as institutions. Isn't that important to understand, Jim? Because in institutions like retirement fund institutions and other institutions, these are big players on Wall Street that corporations want to curry the favor of, right?
Well, certainly large institutional investors, any management team is going to have to be responsive to some of these types of proposals.
Because they hold big stakes sometimes.
They hold big stakes. They can work with the proxy advisory firms to try to push these positions, and they can gain leverage over management. And so that's the real concern here, is are they doing this to try to improve corporate governance or to gain leverage for labor over
there
management?
You go.
And that's
what
we've been trying
that's
to
the politics I'm talking about. We're going to talk about this some more with Jim Copeland after these messages. He's got some specific examples that you and I need to know about. Stay with us. 20 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.